Oh, your God is great. motherfucker gonna come up with this job for free. And if somebody say God been good to me, if somebody else say God been good to me, come on, say that's why I praise him. Somebody say God has been good to me. If the Lord's been good to you, why don't you give him some praise? God has talked to you from a mighty long way. Why don't you give him some praise? God has kept you in the midst of the storm. Why don't you give him some praise? If God has blessed you in the midnight hour, why don't you give him some praise? If God has turned the situation around and around and around and around and did it again, and again, look at somebody saying he'll do it. Won't he do it? Won't God do it? Won't God bring you through? Won't God make a way out of nowhere? Won't God turn the situation around? Maybe what I do, because I've seen him do it over and over and over again. You can pray. You can pray. See what God turns it around.
Stop. change things. Amen. But when you get that praise, Lord, that question, and God begins to start changing you, and God begins to start letting you know that he's true to his word, that you might be crying right now. You might be going through right now. You might be in the bottom of the tail right now. But God, I dare you to praise him in the midst of your child.
Complaining about, I don't have this or that. We should say this thing.
says. That's what the word says. So before we get going in the morning, amen. And we're complaining in a second. Have I got a wind? What's wrong with my back? I must have slept wrong. The color wasn't right. The heat wasn't right. My stomach hurts. My eyes don't feel funny. I got boogers and knots in my head and sleep in my eyes. Something wrong. The kids kept me up. My husband, my wife, and all. But this is the day. That the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Get your praise song this morning. Come on. If you got your praise, hold on about you. But I got my praise. I don't know about nobody else. Amen. The Holy Spirit just ran around a couple nights again. Amen. I don't know about you. Amen. If you didn't get yours, I don't know. Come on, man. That's all right. We keep praying. We keep trying. Amen. God is good. Amen. Can you imagine what it's going to be like in heaven? You not going to have the limitation of this physical body. Amen. But you'll have a spiritual body where you can praise God throughout the ceaseless ages of eternity. That means you'll have a continuous praise. That's what David says. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my. See, I need a continuous praise. Lord, have mercy. Folks, they ask me, you always talk about Psalm 34. Why? Because I need a continuous praise to put up with the things of the world. I need a continuous praise to be able to deal with my own mess. I need a continuous praise to be able to put up with your mess. I need a continuous praise to be able to put up with the mess of the Lord. So why do you bless the Lord at all times? You're always saying, because I need to stay in tune and touch with God. And if you don't know it by now, you too need to stay in tune and touch with God. How can you stay in tune and touch with God with your continuous what praise? It's the rehearsal for going to glory and being in the presence of God. This is our live rehearsal, y'all. This is our practice.
Yeah,
when this old stuff goes back from the dust, she's going to get a new body, not made by hand. And you'll be able to praise God without the hindrance of the flesh. Lord have mercy.
Come on.
We
come on.
We go talk about who God is. The earth is the Lord. And the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. For he has founded upon the sea. Established upon the flood. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that had clean hands and a pure heart, that has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Lift up your gates, O ye gates, and lift ye up everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates. Even lift them up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory, what, shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent before him. The Lord, let all the earth, let all before. Be silent before. Good morning, Reverend.
Good morning, Pastor Kason. Good Good morning, Heart of God Baptist Church. Let us pray. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens? O God, we come this morning with a heart of praise and thanksgiving. We come, Father, thanking you for the beauty and the holiness of this day. Thanking you, Father, because this is the day that thou hast made, and we are going to rejoice in it and be glad. Thank you, Father God, for the grace and mercy that touched us this morning, that we were able to get up and close in our right mind. We thank you, Father God, that you gave us the beauty and the holiness of this day to praise you and to give your glory. And, oh, God, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you look upon every heart. If you see anything this morning that's not pleasing in your sight, Father God, I pray that you will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And as you cleanse us, Father, I pray that you will fill us with more and more of your love and more of your Holy Spirit. And, Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that it will be less and less of us and more of you living through us. Father God, I ask your blessing upon each and every person, Father God, that has come today to give your glory and to give your honor and praise. I pray that you would look on Pastor Kason this morning in a special manner. Oh, God, that you will just be his help and his strength, Father God. Father God, I pray that as he preached the word today, Father God, that you will touch our hearts and our minds, that we might receive your word with praise and thanksgiving. And through your preached word today, Father God, that someone will come to know you as Lord and Savior. Father God, I pray that through your preached word today, Father God, that someone will be healed and someone will be delivered. And, oh, God, I pray that you will look on First Lady Kason in a special manner today. Be her help and her strength. Look on the first family as only you can, Father God. And then, Father God, I pray that you look on every member, Father God, from the least to the greatest, from the youngest to the oldest. You know what the heart of God stands in the need of this morning, Father. So, Father God, I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will bless these people according to your riches and glory through your darling Son, Jesus Christ. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you today. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for your power and your strength. We thank you for your everlasting love. We thank you for the new mercies of this day. And we pray, Holy Spirit, that you will just continue to stop with us for a little while. Hallelujah to your name this morning. We give your glory and we give your honor. And Father God, I pray for all those that are sick and afflicted. Father God, that you will let healing come forth. And then, Father God, I pray that you continue to look on your churches, continue to look on all your pastors and all your servant leaders, oh God. I pray for those that don't know you this morning, Father God, that you, Lord Jesus, will touch them in the pardon of their sin. Let them know that there is a reality in serving a true and living God. Father God, we just give you glory today. We thank you for how you've been our strength, how you have put food on our table, clothing on our back, and shoes on our feet. We thank you for how you have healed our mind, body, and soul. But most of all, how you've given us your saving grace. And so, Father God, we give you glory now, because you and you alone deserve it. Thank you for the power of your blood. Thank you for your cleansing power. Thank you for your saving power. But most of all, thank you for your healing power. And Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that you continue to look on these, your people. Father God, continue to be our help and our strength. And Father God, after we have done all we can do, allow us to go out and share this light with somebody else. Let them know, hallelujah, Jesus, that there is a hope, hallelujah, Jesus. Let them know, Lord Jesus, that nothing is too hard for you, that you come that we might have life, and we might have life more abundantly through you. And we thank you today for these and all blessings. In Jesus' mighty name I pray, amen, amen, and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Reverend Lindsay, for leading us in prayer this morning. Truly, it's a blessing to be able to go to the Lord in prayer. I know that God is still a prayer answering God. Amen, right? I say God is still a prayer answering God.
There you go. Amen. He still has his prayer. And we know, amen, that we can trust God, amen, to provide the answers that we need. Amen. There is him this morning that we want to sing. Very familiar hymn, 411. And it's entitled Lift Him Up. And it's a very simple song. Talks about lifting up Jesus. Amen. And Jesus is the one that said, and I, if I was lifted up from the earth, that he would draw all men unto him. And so as we look out on a world that needs Jesus, amen. As we look out on a world that needs Jesus, amen. What we have to do is we have to go out and we have to lift him up, amen, by our living, by our teaching, by our encouraging people. We have to point to him, amen, because a song says, and I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me. But if we don't lift up Jesus, amen, they can't do the draw. Father can't do the draw. So we have to get in line with what God is telling us to do, is continue to preach, continue to teach the gospel of Jesus, that they will be drawn unto God. And once people come to have a faith relationship with God, through faith with Jesus, what will happen is their lives will begin to change. The Roman writer says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And so we have to reach out, lift up the name of Jesus so they can be converted, that they can be transformed into the image and likeness of God, that their minds will be renewed and restored, and that they will be able to make a difference in the world. So the first verse is how to reach the men of every birth. For an answer, Jesus came to me, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. And the refrain says, lift him up, lift him up. Still he speaks from eternity. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw men unto me. How to reach the masses, men of every birth, for an answer.
Oh,
shit off. Let the world in you. The Savior. Then men will bless him. Him who walks on. I'll come. Come on, lift him up. Everybody else team that went home, Lord have mercy. Just for a couple of them, amen. But we want to lift up the name of Jesus. We want to see we have testimonies this morning. We're going to start over here, amen, with the praise team. Got a testimony this morning.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I was grateful for another day, for some brand new mercy on this morning, for God's grace for keeping me. Thankful for my family, for my church family. I'm glad to be in the house one more time this morning.
I've
been MIA, but God.
But God.
He's been keeping me. I pray he continues to keep me. Just to add blessings and prayers for my church family, for my family. I pray that you guys have a blessed, wonderful week.
Praise the Lord, church. Hallelujah. So just so thankful to be in the house one more time. Been doing some research, and I've been seeing this preacher, and what he said was very interesting. He said, sometimes we think that God is not hearing us, or we can't hear God. But he was saying that sometimes silence is reassurance that you're doing what you're supposed to do. And he was talking about how, you know, growing up and, you know, kids doing what they're supposed to be doing. They sitting watching TV, eating food or whatever they're doing. And when the parents come in the room, the parents don't bother them. They let them continue to do what they're doing because they're doing exactly what they're supposed to do as being kids. So the preacher was saying, just because you don't hear anything, that doesn't mean that you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing. And so I just challenge that even if we feel like we can't hear God, sometimes that's reassurance of that we're doing what we're supposed to do. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My testimony is great for another day. Glad we made it through another week.
And thank you for my family, one, and the great things are happening.
Mm-hmm.
2024, we've made it through 1 month so far.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
11 more to go.
Amen.
Solid one.
Yeah.
So, other than that, I thank God for all of many blessings.
Amen. But yes, we got testimony. House.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Thank God. I took the grant. Each time to get out, it's not promising. I just thank God for this. each time I went out on the highway, in my way, whatever it might be, that the Lord be there with me.
Amen.
Sometimes you just right there, you know, if you're actually right in front of you. It's like, I just want to thank God for just, you know, giving us this time to learn each day.
Amen.
You know, each time, you know, here's what life is going, what I'm talking about my family. Take off from the church family.
Amen.
Take off from the church family. But these are awesome. Break off.
Yes, we need.
Now, for the media.
Yeah.
We're going to take my family half on me, but I'm just back on my life to see it. He's been there all every step of the way. Sometimes to the point, sometimes I'm right up my head.
Amen. Amen. My first lady. Good morning. Good morning, first lady.
Good morning,
Hard God.
Good morning to all those here
that
are in sanctuary, those on the line, on the phone line. We serve a great God and worthy to be praised. And we thank the Lord for Heart of God. Thank the Lord for the members here. We thank the Lord for keep on keeping on.
Mm-hmm.
And we also thank the Lord for all of our friends, family members that are praying for us, that encourage us,
amen,
and that are with us. They could be here walking among us, or they could be in heaven watching over us. We just thank the Lord for all the blessings and how people have been here at Heart of God and touched our hearts in some way, touched our lives in some way. And we don't take it for granted. We thank them for the blessing. And I just pray that everyone have a blessed week. Stay safe. I love you, and I pray soon that we all be sitting here in the sanctuary together and praising the Lord and continue to praise him together. And so you all have a blessed week. Sending out air hugs and kisses. Love y'all.
Thank you, First Lady. Amen. We're going to go to the phone line. Amen. So we have a testimony on the phone line this morning. Man, oh, everybody got a testimony that the Lord has been good. We're going to go to our first caller, man, for David, 7351. 7351, good morning. Good morning. All right, we're going to be listening here. We're going to go to another caller. 7611, good morning.
Good morning. Praise the Lord. It's so wonderful to hear the church and on the land, and wish I'd be there to sit there and look at you. But it's so wonderful that the devil always tried to, I mean, you're going for the Lord and calling his name, and he touches you and put your eyes open and put the light in your eyes and say, you got a morning, it's time to go to see the church. And I say, thank you, God, for giving me this second morning to look up and say, thank you, Father. You've been so good to me, and I'm so thankful that you keep the devil off my back and put my eyes on you, Father. I said, thank you, Father, for blessing me this day in your second holy name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning.
For
the next worshiper, last one is 1741. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Pastor Kason, First Lady Kason, and Heart of God. Thank God for you all. Thank God for my family. Thank God for Jesus. And thank God for the power of the Holy Spirit. Just thank you. God has been so faithful and so good unto me, and I just give him glory this week for the many, many blessings. I just want to say God bless everyone. Continue to pray and hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. We go to our next worshiper. Our last 4 digits, 0025. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, First Lady and Heart of God. Truly, I thank God this morning for the many blessings that he has bestowed upon me and my family. I thank God for who he is and what he is in my life and in all of our lives. But truly, God is an awesome God and a great God. And so I just thank God today, for truly there is none like him. And I just thank him each and every day for the many resources that he provides for me. Because God is a good God. And he's an awesome God, and he's a great God. And so I just thank him this morning for everything that he has ever done in my life, that he's doing in my life, and that, well, he will do in my life in the future. And so God is good and worthy to be praised, and I thank him this morning. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you for your testimony this morning. I'm going to go to our next worshiper. Last 48-7971. 7971, good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning, Christian. Good morning, Heart of God Baptist Church members. I am so happy God woke me up this morning. I thank God for all that he's done for me down through the years. Not as far as my older years, he's been there. And I thank God that he has taught me his way. And I try so hard to know. Thank God that I'm well, my family is well, and to be here to support in my home and worship God, knowing he knows as through this morning. God knows all. And he gives you what you need when you need. Being able to sit here and worship God on the line. Church is a blessing to me because with all my ailments, I'm still alive. I'm still able to call on his name to church and know who I am. I'm able to know the difference in what's right and what's wrong. All the time, his way. I thank him for his thank him for able to keep my strength that I can do for myself. Thank God for my sister being here. It's more than the eye, but at least I can and open my mouth. Give God all the praise and all the glory for the things that he has done for me. I would like to wish Christ his her birthday wish yesterday. I'd like to wish her, if she's a belated happy birthday, Christ. You said you were walking down the hall. I thank God for being after you and healing you every day of your life. As we were taught this morning, we have to be patient and wait on the Lord because all things are possible. And we give him all the praise this morning for his goodness and his goodness. Thank you all. Be blessed.
Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning.
Thank God for you all. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord for his mercy and grace. I just want to thank God for allowing me to witness another day. Walk downstairs this morning out the door, and I said, for the mighty God we serve.
Amen.
What God can do is truly a blessing. That you know that that is a God. All that's going on in the world today, things that you have to Christ is my salvation.
Amen.
And in him I do. I love you all. I pray that you all continue to be safe and have.
Man, man, thank you for your testimony this morning. I want to shout out to people's wives and having the latest birthday. And thank God, amen, for everyone on the line or whatever way you're tuning in. We're going to go back up to 7351. All of our callers, our family and friends that continue to dial in and log in and all the ways they stay connected. We thank God for the technology that allows us to be able to get together in so many different ways. It's a blessing that God has allowed us to continue to fellowship one with another, and even when we can't be in person, amen, you know, God continues to make a way that we can, through the power of his spirit, amen, and his technology, get together. And so we don't take that for granted, but we give God honor, glory, and praise. So I'm wanting to ask Reverend Spike, that you get ready to lead us in prayer. You know, prayer has brought us through the first month of this year, amen. Anthony was telling us we made it 1 month already, amen. And Lord, amen, getting ready to go to the middle of February already, amen. We thank God for just keeping us in 2024. So my ask really nice to remember all of our men and women in uniform that are serving all over this country. I know we've had wars and rumors of wars, had American soldiers that lost their lives, amen, who was in the Middle East, and often reminds me of my dad, amen, when he was in foreign soil all the time, amen, and how prayer kept him the danger seen and unseen. And I know black folks know that Black History Month is every day and every month, amen, so we thank God for Black History Month, amen. Somebody laughed, amen. They think that, amen, a lot of times we only get 1 month, amen. No, we get every day. Many people of color being excellent every day, amen. And so we don't have to worry about just a month, but we just have to thank God that he gives us excellence on a daily basis. Black excellence displayed all through the year, amen. And I thank God for each and every one of you are people of color, amen, that you demonstrate this on a daily basis. So remember our president, our vice president, men and women uniform, our Congress, the House, Senate, local, federal government, teachers, neighbors, just ordinary folks, amen, doing extraordinary things to help our community. Amen? So I ask Reverend Sykes to lead us in prayer today. Reverend Sykes.
Let us pray. Father, we come this morning with hearts of thanksgiving and praise on our lips this morning. For with the fruit of our lips, we will praise thee. Father God, we are grateful this morning for your grace, your mercy, your loving kindness, your faithfulness, and for your goodness, O God, in all of our lives. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Thank you for being our refuge. Thank you for being our fortress. Thank you for being a very present help in times of trouble. And we know that there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that is too hard for you, Father. And so, Father, we come this morning thanking you for being a prayer-answering God. We come submitting ourselves to you on this morning, Father God. We ask that you would have your way in our lives on today, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, Father God, because you have been so good to us, Father God. And, Father God, we come on this morning interceding on behalf of your people this morning, Father God. And so, Father God, we bring to you, oh God, this morning, all of those who are men and women that are fighting in the military, those that are in leadership positions, Father God, all of our pastors, all of our churches, Father God, all of our servant leaders, Father God. We come this morning, Father God, lifting up all families near and far, oh God, all of the bereaved families that we know of and those that we don't even know of, Father. We come this morning, Father God, lifting up those who have medical, mental, emotional, financial, and physical challenges this morning. Oh, God, we're all being challenged some way in our lives, oh, God. And so, Father, we ask, Father God, that you will continue to give us the strength, the stamina, and the perseverance to continue to stand strong in you. Father, we pray this morning for peace in the land and throughout the world this morning, God. We pray for unity and strength and harmony, Father God, in these difficult and these uncertain times that we live in, God. Father God, we pray for our pastor this morning, Pastor Anthony Bacason Sr. this morning, Father God. We pray for our First Lady this morning. Oh, God, we pray, oh, God, that you, oh, God, would continue to give them the strength, oh, God, to stand strong in you, Father God. And, Father God, we ask that you would continue to lead, guide, and direct them, Father God. Order their steps in your word daily, Father. Keep their minds and their bodies and their spirits strong, Father. Father, we ask that you would bless their going out and bless their coming in, Father God. And, Father God, we pray, oh, God, this morning, Father God, that you would touch the hearts and the minds of your people and the spirits of your people on today, oh, God. Continue, oh, God, to be all of our pillar of strength, Father God. Oh, God, we just pray for mankind everywhere, oh, God, this morning, Father God. Allow your healing virtues to flow throughout the universe, oh, God, on today, God. Father, you are good, and your mercy, it endures forever, Father God. And so, Father God, we offer up this morning to you a sacrifice of praise this morning, Father God, with the fruit of our lips this morning, Father God. And, Father God, no matter what it looks like, what it feels like, or what it be like, Father God, you and you alone, Father God, are worthy to be praised, Father God. And you are God alone, and there is none like you, Father God. And so, Father God, we worship and we adore you this morning. And we say hallelujah to your name this morning, Father God. And so worthy is the Lamb of God that was slain. And so, Father, we thank you this morning, and we praise your name this morning, God. And, God, we're going to continue to praise you even through the hard times, even through the difficult times, even through the challenging times, even through the good times. Father God, we're going to continue to praise our way through, Father God. And so, Father God, we ask that you would bless your people this morning, that you would strengthen your people this morning, Father God. And, Father God, we know that you do all things well, Father God. And so, Father, we thank you, Father God, because we know that there is nothing impossible with you, Father God. And so, Father God, we decree and declare this morning healing in the atmosphere, Father God, over our families, over our children, over our cities, oh God, and in our lives this morning, Father God. For we shall live and not die, Father God, but we shall live and declare the works of the Lord. And so, Father, we thank you this morning, and we bless your name, and we praise your name this morning, Father God. And so, Father God, we pray this morning, Father God, that you will just continue, oh God, to lead, guide, and direct, Father God. Father God, we love you, we adore you, and we thank you this morning for this opportunity this morning that you've allowed us to come, oh God, and to lay all of our petitions at the foot of your altar this morning, Father God, because you, oh God, awesome God. You are mighty God. You are great God. And you do everything well, Father God. You are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even ask or think, Father God, according to the power that worketh within us, Father. And we thank you for that power, which is the power of the Holy Spirit, Father God. And so, Father, we're continuing, oh God, to not lean toward our own understanding, but in all of our ways, God, we acknowledge you. Because we know that you will direct our path, Father. And so we thank you this morning, and we bless your name, and we praise your name this morning, Father God. And, Father God, we realize that we sin and we've fallen short. And so we pray for forgiveness of any sins that we may have committed knowingly and unknowingly, and that you would create within all of us clean hearts
and renew the right spirit within us. Keep your people, strengthen your people, lead, guide, and direct us continuously, daily, in all of our lives. We will forever give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory all the days of our lives. And we ask all of these things in the precious name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and thank God.
Amen, amen, and thank God. Amen. Thank God for having sight. Amen. For leading us in prayer this morning. We know, amen, that we have to continue in prayer. Amen. Because sometimes we don't know what to say or how to say it. But we have a Holy Spirit on the inside that prays for us, amen. But we have to get in a position, amen, of prayer, amen, for the Spirit that is within us and pray. And I don't know about you, amen. I thank God that He made it that way, amen. Sometimes I'll come up short, amen. Right on in, amen. Take care of business, amen. Let you know what you need to do, amen. Man, believe it or not, we human, amen. Down here, amen. Don't think we got it going on too much, amen. But it's because of the grace of God that we are still able to stand, amen. And the same for year, amen. Thankful, grateful, and blessed. Amen. Trustees, amen. Everyone helped outfit and decorate the church. It's real nice. Amen. Walked in, amen. And new signs up and banners. And it is an awesome thing to see. Amen. What God has done, amen, in 20 years. Amen. Come on out, check it out. Amen. Like Reverend Fikes would say, amen. Tell me what he can't do, and I tell you what he can do. Amen. God has shown all of us, amen, what he can do. Amen. And what he's able to do. I want to focus your attention on the first book of Corinthians and the ninth chapter. First Corinthians, the ninth chapter. And in this chapter, the Apostle Paul is dealing with, amen, everyday things, everyday life in the church. Amen. And all of us, amen, we are part of the church and we live our lives every day, amen? Some days are better than other days. I got a witness. Some days we have more ups than downs, amen? Some days we have more downs than ups, amen? But some kind of way God works that thing out, that all of our good days but outweigh our bad days. And we should not complain. We say, I won't complain, but we should not complain. But sometimes we'll complain. Amen? Amen. From the pulpit to the door. Amen? We'll complain. You order a T-bone steak. You order medium well. Amen? That just comes out burnt. You won't complain. Amen? Amen. 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 Somebody gets in an accident, you get stuck in traffic, we gonna complain, amen. Even though, amen, we not the one in the accident. Have you got a witness? I seen folk on the day my mama was on the way, her body was on the way to Cheltenham, that folk was upset because the funeral procession had them wait for a couple minutes or whatever much. I got a witness. Folks were blowing the horn and making finger gestures and all kinds of stuff because the cars were lined up going down the back road. That, amen. To Cheltenham. Amen. That's just how
people act on a daily basis. Now, if it was their loved one, I'm going to leave that alone. Amen. I'm meddling now. Amen. The whole world was supposed to stop. Amen. For their possession. Amen. That's just human nature. Amen. And human nature causes us to forget who we serve. It causes us, amen, to act human, amen, and forget sometimes, amen, that we need to serve, amen, others by serving God. So Paul got to this place where he was ministering to the people at Corinth, and he was telling them, look, I know y'all don't think I'm a preacher. I know y'all think that the preacher's taking all the money. I know that you all think, amen, that the preacher doing this and the other. He said, I just need to assure you, amen, that I'm not doing this, amen, for man's glory, but I'm doing this, amen, to give God the praise.
Yeah.
And that doesn't go along with the preacher, but that goes on with everyone that's serving in the church. Amen. People have been serving in Heart of God Church, amen, for 20 years, amen. Ain't nobody on the payroll. Have we got a witness? Have we got a witness? Amen, amen. Ain't nobody got access to all the money. Amen. Lord have mercy. But people serve because they want what? Serve the Lord. Have we got a witness? 20 years, ain't nobody going to be on the stage. Amen. Well, Juanita got all the money. She doing that. She doing that. She's not going to be able to say that. Amen. They're not going to be able to say the praise team. The only reason they call it praise is because they pay them $30 an hour every Sunday. Amen. I'm messing.
Come on.
But I'm just saying, there's other places, amen, where people are payroll, amen. And Paul was letting them know, amen, that that's not the case. Paul was a tent maker. Amen. Paul was saying, I'd rather serve without a man, amen, so that only God can get the glory. Amen. And so Paul was dealing with everyday stuff, people saying do all kinds of stuff in ministry. And so Paul says, I want you to focus on the gospel. And this is what the church should be focusing on. We should be focusing in on the gospel, because if we put our finger in 1 Corinthians 9 real quick and flip over to Romans, the first chapter and verse 16, this is what Paul says that we should be focusing on. He says, for I am not, what, ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Why? For it is the, what, power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. And verse 17 says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just, what, shall live by faith. In other words, Paul says, all I want is to experience the power that's going to save you and me.
Right.
That should be the focus of the church. The focus of the church is that folk will get saved, because believe it or not, when folk get saved, amen, they might not act, amen, 100% saved, amen, but they sure will act up better, amen, than when they were. And all of us matriculate, amen, to walking by faith, amen, at a different pace, amen. It takes some of us longer, amen, to get there than some other folk, amen. Have we got a witness? It takes some of us longer to love everybody, amen, than is some other folk, amen. It takes some of us longer to forgive, I'm better than now, other folk than some other folk, amen. You might be able to forgive the same day. I might hold on to that thing for 10 to 10
years. Amen.
But that doesn't mean I'm not saved, amen. That means I'm struggling, amen, with forgiveness. Am I going to win? Amen, amen. But don't throw me to the curb, amen, because I'm struggling. Amen. In mercy, amen. Because the power to help me with my struggle comes from God.
Amen.
That's why, amen, people get frustrated with each other, because we think, amen, they should be where we are or further along, amen, than they are.
Amen.
Have we got a witness? Amen. And we get frustrated and upset. How can you still be holding on for that thing from last week? Amen. When it was last week and you should be over it by now. I'm still holding on. We feel like, you ever seen a dog hold on to a bone? We hold on to that thing like, you try to get it out of the country. He ain't going to let it.
Yeah, come on now.
But we need to understand, amen, that God said this is just how people are, and we have a need to understand the only way people are going to get dealt with, you and I, is through the power of what? Of God. Only God can relieve people from that. I shouldn't be frustrated with you, and you shouldn't be frustrated with me. Believe me, if you know about it, God knows about it. Pause right there. Pause right there. If you know about it, you know God what? Knows about it. Amen. There ain't nothing you can do but pray for. Amen. And treat me like God wants you to treat me. Amen. And let God deal what? With me. Amen. And God got one of them belts. Lord, have mercy. Anybody ever seen back in the day when they had them long belts? Where it keeps coming out, amen. Or grandma used to have a switch, amen. And you think you could skip around that corner, and before you can get around that corner, that switch would have wrapped that man in there, and a big old whip would line up on your leg. And other kids would come over Big Mama's house, amen, they'd be laughing at your well. They just got there. Lord, have mercy. But let a week go by. That come on, amen. It got them too, amen. Everybody walk around with a weapon. Can't do that no more. Let's make that explosion. Can't do that no more. Nobody's advocating, amen. Anybody that switches the belt and beat their kids, amen. Don't send no emails and texts, amen. We're not advocating that, amen. We should talk to them nicely, amen, and explain to them and. Get to the seat of their understanding through words.
Right, right.
Amen. Right. Amen. The Bible would beg to differ. Amen. But in the society we live, amen, we can't use that term, amen, to spare the rod for the child. That's not applicable, amen, into the that we live today. Amen. I'm going to leave that alone. But what I'm trying to say is the enemy knows that if we can get up in our feelings. Lord have mercy. Get up in our feelings with it. If the church is upset with the church, Lord have mercy, then the gospel does not get preached. Amen. People don't come to worship. People can't get their praise on because they're mad about what Sister So-and-so did last month. You can't get your praise on, amen, because you're mad, amen, only the pastor said good morning to you last week. You can't get your praise on, amen, because Brother So-and-so, amen, messed up, amen, and didn't bring a certain book or a certain application, amen, when he was supposed to. And so we mad, we upset. We got mad all over our face. And the brother across the street, the sister across the street, amen, who is not saved, amen, is looking at us yelling at each other in the street, proud and upset about things in the church, amen. Amen. And they talk about, I don't want no part of what? Of that. Have I got a witness? So Paul says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel because I recognize the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, is the power of salvation to help change folks. So our focus as a church, as a body in Christ, it should be to lift him up as the Paul says, that he would speak from eternity and now if I be lifted up, withdraw what? All men unto me. But we ain't lifted up but a bunch of gossip, lies, conspiracy, hatred, and a whole bunch of other stuff.
Yeah.
That's all matter now.
Yeah.
But Paul says, I'm not even worried about it. You can call me what you want. You can say all these things you want. We still need to preach this gospel. We still need to lift up Jesus. because the things we complaining about cannot get changed
yeah.
if Jesus doesn't change.
Amen.
No one can do what he can do. That stony heart that I had,
mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy, couldn't nothing penetrate it. Couldn't nothing do nothing with it, amen? Folks come into this world. Look at your children. They don't come in here and ask you how to be mischievous. Anyway, they don't come in asking how to be selfish. Talk back. They don't come here and talk about, is mine, give it to me. They don't come back hitting and being selfish. They, you don't have to teach them that. Anybody ever had to teach a child not to say no at the appropriate time? No, they'll tell you what, no.
Yeah.
Quick. Amen. You'll answer a question, they'll say, what do you mean, boy, what? No, you don't have to teach them that. That baby will get upset and turn all shades of color if you don't give them that bottle when they want. Mm-hmm. And I got a witness. My wife used to grab, I'm going to leave that up. I'm not going to tell on her, amen. Amen. But my mother would say, shut that noise up, boy. And you be snubbing. No, and if nobody knows what snubbing is anymore, amen. Nobody knows what snubbing is. Snubbing means, amen, you either got discipline, your feelings hurt, and you crying, and your parents telling you, shut that noise up. Don't nobody want to hear that. You. And I'm going to give you something. Amen. But you don't have to teach people to do that. And so the thing that I'm telling you is we shouldn't focus on the wrong, amen, but we should focus on the one that can correct the wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have we got a witness? Let's go to 1 Corinthians. Paul's going to tell us what we should be focusing on. And Paul is telling us that sometimes we need to change our approach. Lord have mercy. Look at somebody say, we don't like change. Somebody said, we don't like change. There's a song, amen, that everybody loves, amen. Every generation loves a different song. They love a different writer. They love a different group, amen. And if you hear the first few notes of that song, amen, you'll know it and you'll start singing it right away. There was a song, amen, when hip-hop first came out back in the 70s, and it was by the Sugar Hill Gang. And it had a refrain in it, amen, that said, have you ever been over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean, the macaroni sorry, the peas are mush. And the chicken tastes like wood. Give it to the hip-hop. Give it to the everything hip-hop. Don't stop. Rock it to the bang-bang boogie. Say up jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie be. Give it a e-bop, bebop, a scooby-doo. Guess what? America, we love you. And we rock and we roll. And it's so. That was back in the 70s. You see how I just spit that out? This is how we should know the word of God. However, it'd be hard for you and I to find that 45 that they came out on. It'd be hard to find that cassette that they came out on. It'd be hard to find that album that they came out on. It'd be hard to find that CD that came out. It'd be hard to find that MP3 that came out. It will be easy to find it on the street. So the song is still the song, but the message that we get it, amen, is what? Different. Same thing from the first century church to the 21st century church. The method of lifting up the Jesus that we love so much, amen, that we can say and recite John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. That same message is the same message from the first century church, amen, but the method that we have to present it has to change.
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody tracking with me?
Mm-hmm.
The way it was presented, amen, back in the 70s can't be the way we present it in the 20s. Lord have mercy. So we have to, amen, embrace change, but we're not changing what? The message. The message. And so what is Paul saying? Paul says in verse 15, he says, we'll go over to verse 12. He says, even so has the Lord ordained that which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. Verse 15 says, but I have used none of these things, neither have I written these things that it should be so done for me. For it were better for me to die than to any man should make my glory void. In other words, Paul said, I'm not worried about all that stuff. Should have, would have, could have. But my focus is on preaching the gospel. And he says in verse 16, so much he says, for though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. Paul says, all this stuff don't make no difference. All this stuff about who should have, who shouldn't have, what you should do this, who should do this, and all that. Paul says, it ain't about that, man. He said, what I need for everybody to focus in on is that not important. What's important is preaching this gospel because it has the power to change people's lives. It has the power to make people free. It has the power to deliver people. It has the power to heal people from the power and penalty of sin. It has the power to introduce Jesus in their life that they can have an abundant life. He says that he came that we might have what? Life, and life what? More abundantly. But people can't get abundant life if the gospel hasn't been preached. And by faith, they can receive it and be delivered. Because the word of God says that faith comes by hearing what? And hearing of the what? Word of God. But we're not talking the word of God. We're talking about how I feel. We're talking about what happened over there. We're talking about what had happened was. We're talking about what Susie got on, what Billy got on. We're talking about, amen, this one and that one and all these other things. But Paul says, woe is me if I don't preach this gospel. In other words, why am I complaining about what's going on in the world and if I close my mouth about the gospel? He continues on. He says in verse 17, for if I do this thing willingly, he says, I have a reward. But against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed unto me.
Right.
In other words, he's saying too many of y'all in this thing for the wrong reason. Too many people won't be seen. Too many people won't be heard. Too many people, amen, won't be all this and all that, amen. They're not concerned, amen, about the people. They're concerned about themselves. They come to church to be seen. They preach to be seen. They minister to be seen. They don't minister, amen, to feel the word of God, amen. They won't showboat, amen, and say, look at me. They're not even worried about people getting saved. Amen. They just want to go out there and show out and act, amen, like they got it going on. But Paul said, I don't need the accolades. He said, I don't need the fanfare. I don't need your money. He said, I don't need your house. I don't need your land. All I need to do is compel and tell the word of God. And knowing that God is true to his word, that if you're faithful over a few things, that God will make you a ruler over many. All I want to hear the Lord and say, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. Come on higher, and I'll make you a ruler over me. I ain't worried about the trappers. Amen. Too many people talk about your pastor and your first lady. They taking all the money. Amen. What kind of car is he driving? What kind of car is she driving? What kind of house they driving? It don't make no difference what kind of car or what kind of house. Amen. We riding in or we living in. Amen. That's how God has blessed us. Amen. The church did the stroke of the check. Amen. We went to work every day and still working every day.
Go ahead.
Amen. So Paul said, don't even worry about that. You can't say, amen, all this because you don't know the facts, amen. You don't know what's going on. Hey, you don't have a clue of how God has blessed and kept us, amen. You don't have an understanding, amen, that this thing just didn't start yesterday. It started from the cradle. It started from the parents and the grandparents that raised us and taught us how to trust in God. We don't have anything here of our own, but it's only by the blessing from God, amen, that blessed your family, and passed it down through generations. But if it wasn't for the faith of the faithful that preached the gospel, we wouldn't have anything of faith that would sustain us through today's day. Worry about what they need. Tear each other apart with no one back. I'm worried about what they left and they leave a spiritual legacy. I'm meddling now. What did they leave? They left everything. Can't nobody take nothing with you. Amen. But did they leave a spiritual legacy? And so Paul says, he says, I'm committed to this God.
Yeah.
He says in verse 18, what is my reward then? He says, verily, when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. In other words, Paul says, I don't want you to think, amen, that I'm in this thing for the wrong reason. He wants you to understand, amen, we need to evaluate ourselves and understand, amen, that we shouldn't be in it for the wrong reason, but we should be in the right reason, and that is to save souls. That is to lift up the faith.
Yeah.
That is to lift him up. That is to present the gospel. That is to preach the gospel. That is to live the gospel. Because that is the power that will change people's lives. That is the power that will renew people's mind. That is the power that will make a difference in your life. That is the power that will make a difference in your community. It has been passed on from generation to generation. Can you imagine if the word of God hadn't been passed down through generations? Most of us have been lost on our way to a burning hell. Most of us have lost our mind. Most of us have given up in the storm. But because the gospel has been preached, we can say, amen, without a shadow of doubt, that by faith, I trust God for my salvation. By faith, I trust God, amen, for my deliverance from the power and the penalty of sin. And this is the crux of it right here, what I'm trying to talk about. It's that it's not a cookie cutter method of way it should be done. Okay, verse. No, I'm messing with that. You got your traditional ways from the first century. Amen. And now you've got the 21st century. And so what the church has to do is listen to God and say, God, for the 21st century, how in this particular time and place do you want us to present the gospel to all nations? And somebody might come and say, well, how did they present that message in 1976 on that cassette, on that 45. But it was still hip-hop hippity. Have I got a witness? And it's still the same message. I got my son in trouble. Lord have mercy. How did you get him in trouble? But I would walk around and I would sing that song. Have you ever went over a friend's house to eat and the food just ain't no good? I mean, the macaroni frog and the peas on mush, and the chicken tastes like wood. And the boy was listening to me. And he was going to a Christian school. And a Christian teacher asked him to lead devotion and lead a devotion song. And the devotion song came out, hip hop, hip it to the hip. Hip-hop, you don't stop. But he got to the point where he said, have you ever been over a friend's house to eat? And the food just ain't no good. I mean, the macaroni song and the peas almost and the chicken, what, tastes like wood. My wife was in the same school. Teacher ran out of the classroom to go get my wife. But the thing I asked him to say it again, and he's saying it again. So what else? So it was my fault that I didn't teach him the devotion song that he should have been singing and tell him that wasn't appropriate to sing during a devotion. I couldn't get mad at him because I'm the one that what taught him. So what are you saying? The world is upside down. The original first century Christians, they were known as these are the ones that have turned the world what? Upside what down. But leaving the world is just the other way. And whose fault is it?
Come on.
We got the power.
Yeah.
So we will talk and point our finger at everybody what they're doing wrong, but we got the power. We teach them hip hop, heaven to the heaven and upward, because it's the same principle. If you turn around and do like Paul, I ain't worried about that stuff. Just like they talk about the preaching or the hip hop, heaven, we should be out there talking about for God to love the world. That he gave his only begotten. We should be out there telling those that they need to bless the Lord at all times. And praise should continually be in our mouth. Have I got a witness? It don't have to be on a 45 or a 33 hour. It doesn't have to be on the cassette, or it doesn't have to be on Good God Almighty. An 8-track player. It doesn't have to be on an MP3 player or a CD, but it needs to be coming out of our mouth. So if you come out and do it as God so loved the world in a rap the gospel. Have I got a witness today? If it comes out your mouth, then sing the gospel. Sing the gospel today. Have I got a witness today? If it comes out of a letter that you wrote to somebody, write the letter, amen. The gospel. If it comes down to a play that you're going to present, present the gospel in a play. What I'm trying to tell you, 21st century church, is to get off our do-nothing hands, get off our complaining hands, get off our laurels that we're sitting on. If you're young, present the gospel as a young person. If you're old, present the gospel as an older person. Have I got a witness? Because we have the power. Moses, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus, because it is the power of salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. In other words, the power that is in us has the ability to change hearts and minds. The power that's in us has the ability to reach the way down. Folks that don't know God, don't look around at the world and say the world is going to hell in a handbasket. God came that none would be lost. He told Peter, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Why? Because Peter said and answered to Jesus. Jesus said, Peter, who do men say that I am? Peter said, some say John the Baptist. Some say that thou art that prophet. But God asked Jesus asked Peter, but who do you say I am? Peter said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said, upon this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Well, church, Jesus is asking the same question. Who do you say he is? Who do you call him to be? Who do you live for? Who has been the one that turned it around in your life? Who is the one that sustained you all your life? Who is the one that performed miracle after miracle after miracle in your life? Who is the one that gave you every breath of your body? Who is the one that changed your mind? Who is the one that changed your soul? Who is the one that turned it around and around and around? Is it Jesus the Christ? Is it Jesus the Son of God?
Got a
gotta get busy, church. We gotta get busy. We gotta stop complaining. We gotta start, amen, presenting the power that works in us to the people, amen, that don't know God in the pre-parting of this thing. And let me make this point clear. If somebody, amen, is presenting it different than you, like in a play, or a hip-hop, or a dance, or some other kind of way, don't get wind in your jaw, your behind on your back, and tear them down for how they're presenting what? The God. Amen.
Tell him to do it again like that.
But he got it right now. He got it right now. But it was my fault, amen, to presenting that to him, amen. Even though it was just an innocent song, but it wasn't appropriate, amen, for the setting that he was in. Am I that way? So we need to begin to start presenting this gospel, whether it's a play, whether it's a dance, whether it's writing, whether it's a poem, whether it's a spoken word, whatever way it is, whether it, whatever way that God has gifted them, amen, to be able to present that God. Because if there's one person that presents in that way, that means there's many more, amen, that will receive it. There's a lot of brothers out there with their pants sagged, with their head turned sideways, amen. They're not going to receive it like a traditional service. But if you come out there, amen, with your head turned to the side and your pants sagging, talking about lift the Savior up, amen, don't get mad at that brother. Oh, I'm mad at you. He might have tattoos on his whole back. Amen. Earrings here and earrings there. Yeah. Amen. Don't, if they're presenting the gospel of Jesus Christ, that's the power to change people's hearts and minds. The folk won't kill each other with a pair of sneakers.
Yeah.
The folk won't jack folks' cars and take cars and rob people. Because they understand that God is love. And God so loved them, and so they should be able to love somebody else. All I'm saying is, don't get in it for the wrong thing. Don't get in it if you see somebody else doing it different from you. Because God is a multifaceted God. He loves them just like he loves you. God, the passion doesn't do much. Well, I'm just letting you know, amen, things are going to be a little different. Amen. There'll be some different ways of presenting the gospel, amen. And don't get mad if they're presenting it in a way, amen, that's a little different and a little more laid to that particular group's culture, amen, the way they was brought up. We was brought up on Sugar Hill and Chuck Brown, amen. Some folks were brought up on Smokey Robinson, Jack. Eddie Pendergrass, Barry White, Sinners, the Drifters, Marvin Gaye, and all those folks. Amen? Everybody got a witness? Amen. So now folks listening to all kinds of different stuff. But we got to present this gospel because it is still the power. The message may change, but the message is still the same. So you look for a title to this sermon today. Message can change, but the message will remain the same. The message has to change. The message will remain the same. That's the only way we're going to reach these people are out here doing their thing. Amen? So we have to meet them where they're at. Present their gospel. Don't worry about your power. Worry about the power of God. God can make a difference in their life. Today. He doesn't know this Jesus.
Church is everything. Thank you.